Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Keep It Shut, What to Say, How to Say It, and When to Say Nothing at All is a Christian nonfiction book by Karen Amon, focused on speech, self-control, and relational wisdom. Written in a practical and devotional style, it examines how words affect conflict, trust, family life, and faith. The book draws heavily on biblical teaching about the tongue and applies those principles to everyday situations, including difficult conversations, gossip, impulsive reactions, and online communication. Its purpose is not merely to encourage politeness, but to help readers think more carefully about when speech is helpful, when it is harmful, and when silence is the better response. The updated and expanded edition, with a bonus 10-day devotional, extends its usefulness for readers who want both reflection and practical application. It is especially relevant for Christian readers seeking a faith-based framework for communication, but its emphasis on restraint, empathy, and intentional speech has broader relevance as well. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book links speech to the inner life rather than to manners alone. A central feature of the book is its reliance on scripture to explain why words matter. Karen Amon does not treat speech as a social skill alone. She frames it as a spiritual issue rooted in the condition of the heart. This matters because the book is trying to move readers beyond surface-level behavior changes. Instead of only advising people to choose nicer words, it asks them to examine motives, impatience, pride, and insecurity that often drive harmful speech. By grounding the topic in biblical wisdom about the tongue, the book gives readers a moral framework for understanding why careless words are serious. That approach distinguishes it from general communication books, which may focus on technique but not transformation. The result is a guide that treats speech as part of discipleship, where self-control, truthfulness, humility, and grace become part of daily faith practice. Readers are encouraged to measure not only what they say, but why they say it. Secondly, silence is treated as a deliberate communication tool. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is that silence can be an active, intentional choice rather than a sign of weakness. Amon presents restraint as a way to prevent regret, reduce conflict, and avoid escalating situations that are already tense. This is important because many people assume that being honest means speaking immediately, even when emotions are high. The book challenges that assumption by showing that not every thought needs to be voiced, and not every moment calls for a reply. In practice, this theme helps readers recognize the difference between necessary truth and reactive speech. Silence can create space for reflection, prayer, and discernment before words are spoken. It can also protect relationships when a sharp answer would only deepen wounds. The book's treatment of silence is especially useful in family conflict, church disagreements, and personal hurt, where a delayed response may be more constructive than a fast one. In that sense, silence becomes a discipline of wisdom, not avoidance. Thirdly, harmful speech habits are examined as everyday relational threats. Another major topic in the book is the practical sorting of harmful speech patterns. Amon addresses gossip, flattery, retaliation, and people-pleasing as common ways words become distorted. These patterns are significant because they often look socially acceptable on the surface, while quietly damaging trust and integrity. Gossip can disguise itself as concern, flattery can conceal manipulation, and retaliation can feel justified in the moment even while increasing harm. The book is useful because it does not merely label these behaviors as bad. It explains why they are spiritually and relationally corrosive. It then points readers toward a different standard, speech that is truthful, measured, and kind. This is not presented as vague positivity, but as careful, disciplined communication that avoids both cruelty and false approval. The practical value of this section lies in its applicability to ordinary relationships, where small verbal habits shape long-term trust. Readers come away with a clearer sense that healthy speech requires both honesty and restraint, not just good intentions. Fourthly, online communication is treated as a place where restraint matters more than speed. The book is notable for taking modern communication seriously, especially social media and other public forms of expression. Amon recognizes that digital words can spread quickly, remain searchable, and reach wider audiences than a private conversation ever would. This makes online communication a moral issue as well as a practical one. Her approach is relevant because many people speak more impulsively on screens than they would in person, often forgetting that written words can outlast the emotion that produced them. The book encourages readers to slow down before posting, commenting, or sharing, and to consider whether their words will build up or inflame. This theme expands the book beyond personal speech habits into a broader conversation about public responsibility. It also shows that wisdom in communication now requires awareness of audience, permanence, and context. In a culture shaped by speed and reaction, the book argues for deliberate digital speech that reflects the same restraint expected in face-to-face relationships. That makes its advice especially current and practical. Lastly, the devotional format supports gradual change in speech habits. The updated and expanded edition, including a bonus 10-day devotional, highlights the book's practical design. It is not written only to inform readers about better speech. It is meant to guide repeated self-examination and habit formation. The devotional element matters because speech habits do not change through one insight alone. They change through ongoing reflection, prayer, and repeated practice. This gives the book a rhythm that supports personal application rather than passive reading. Readers are invited to notice patterns in their conversations, recognize triggers for impulsive speech, and respond with greater intention over time. The devotional format also broadens the book's use beyond traditional reading into a structured spiritual exercise. That makes it suitable for individual study, small groups, or personal renewal. In comparison with books that offer communication tips only, this one places speech reform within a longer process of character change. Its value lies in helping readers connect conviction with practice, so the lessons move from the page into ordinary conversation. In conclusion, Keep It Shut will appeal most to Christian readers, especially women, who want a biblically grounded approach to communication. But it can also benefit anyone who struggles with impulsive words, conflict-driven reactions, or careless online posting. Its practical value comes from the way it joins scriptural reflection with everyday application, making abstract ideas about self-control concrete and usable. Readers looking for a book on better relationships will find that it does more than recommend being nicer. It asks deeper questions about motives, timing, restraint, and the spiritual roots of speech. That gives it more depth than many general self-help books on communication, while still keeping the advice accessible and relatable. What makes it stand out in its category is its specific focus on when not to speak, not just how to speak better. The emphasis on silence, digital restraint, and heart-level change gives it a distinctive place among Christian books on words and relationships. For readers seeking both conviction and practical guidance, it offers a structured path toward more thoughtful, grace-filled communication. If you would like to support Karen Amon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.